Welcome to Classic Comedy of Old Time Radio. I'm your host, Ron Eckelbarger. Welcome to another episode of The Life of Riley. Today we listen to episode number 53, which aired on January 14th, 1945. It is entitled Wedding Anniversary.
Watch. The good thing I remembered to watch. wood one.
That's the big gold one I always wear on our anniversary. Your mother gave it to me for a wedding present. It was her old man. If I didn't remember to wear it on our anniversary, she'd feel hurt.
Well, why don't you wear the watch all year?
Well, it don't sound counterfeit. It's more like a calendar than a watch. It sounds when spring is coming.
How come?
Well, every spring, that watch is the first thing that turns green. Come on, I'll show it to you. It's in the family jewel box in the hall closet, right behind the chain of antiques. Let me think a minute. I gotta remember.
Wait, I got it.
The sign said, cleaning and pressing.
Well, the valuable gold watch, which tagged Riley on their wedding day, and which he faithfully wears each anniversary, is still missing. Unless Riley can find it, he's going to have some tall explaining to do to his watch. As we reach on him now, we find him sitting despondently on his back steps as his neighbor, little Waldo Benning, approaches.
Oh, hello, Waldo. How are you?
Oh, my aching back.
What's wrong, Waldo?
Same old story. I was helping my wife make the salad. She said it needs more oil. I said it's more vinegar. She said, shut up. And then I saw red.
You told her?
Yeah, she hit me in the eye with a tomato. Did you surgery? Still no sign of watch, Mr. Riley?
No. Called up every cleaner in the neighborhood. None of them's got my tuxedo. There ain't much time. Pretty soon I'll have to tell Peggy it's our anniversary. She forgot it, you know.
Oh,
I can't let our anniversary go by without celebrating. I just couldn't do it.
Well, I've been thinking of a way out, and I think I've got... Look at this. I've got my property.
My gold watch. Where did you find it?
Oh, no. It's not your watch. Open it.
Why, it's the lady's contract.
Yes, it's my wife. The inscription, to my own sweet darling.
Her first husband gave it to her. I guess you didn't know her very well. Well, that's good as the contract for me.
Well, don't you see? You thought it was your watch. I'll rent it to you for tonight, and Mr. Riley will think it's the watch.
So you see, instead of a watch, I'll see it's a lady contract. It's gold. It belongs to my pal, Waldo Benny's wife.
And Mom won't have a business?
Oh, that's my business. I assume it's Casey at any time. Oh, she's so able.
Pop, isn't that the same thing as lying?
Well, for a single man, it would be lying. For married men, it's strategy.
Oh, show me the compact, Pop.
I hear my vest. Hey, where's my vest? I left it on his chair a minute ago. Here and try to remember. Oh, see your letters, Junior.
Okay, Pop. Mr. O'Dell, the undertaker.
Oh, come in, come in.
Greetings, Riley.
Hiya, Digger. How's my favorite undertaker?
Don't bother getting up, Riley. Just lie there. You look fine. Very natural.
I don't feel so good, Digger. You see, it's my wedding anniversary.
Ah, anniversary. Painted orange bosom, dressed in the book of memory. I adore anniversaries. It's okay.
For me.
Are you troubled, Riley?
Yeah, but I don't think you can help me.
No, no. Digby O'Dell helps everyone. You can always come to me and I'll be glad to straighten you up.
You see, Peg once gave me a very fancy old-fashioned gold watch. I always wear it on our anniversary and, well, now I lost it.
Let me see. Who do I know who has a big gold watch? I should be able to dig up someone.
No, no, don't do that. I ain't that desperate. No, I never thought I had such headaches over an old watch.
Oh, Riley, I just had an enchanting joke about a watch.
Yeah.
This will kill you.
Yeah.
Kelly, we got her. We watch his stuff. Murphy, we got her. Then open the gate and examine the work. So Kelly pried open the key, and the bug fell off the watch. So Murphy said, "Be jabber, no wonder it stopped. The engineer is dead." Isn't that a scream?
Yeah, it sure is.
Well, that must be all. Oh, yes, I almost forgot what I came for. This box is for you. It contains your tuxedo.
A tuxedo? Where did you get it? How did you find it, Digger?
You loaned it to me 2 weeks ago.
Oh. Oh, yeah, now I remember. Gee, Digger, you're a lifesaver.
Not exactly. But I tried to do my best.
Well, wait a minute. The watch, it ain't any of the pockets.
There was no watch in your casino.
Oh, this is terrible.
I wish I could help you.
No, Digger, this is my funeral.
Who's that I have an appointment?
January 15th.
Oh, but Daddy, the day is only the 15th.
Just, Hold that cheap calendar. I knew it all the time.
Please join us next Friday for another episode of The Life of Riley and come back on Monday to hear My Favorite Husband. Please send your questions and comments to host@classiccomedyotr.com. So, until Monday, remember the words of Woody Allen, who said, "My one regret in life is that I'm not someone else."